Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, your host, and I am a poet on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen, and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Now, tonight is our sensual poetry night, so if you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. Also, make sure when you get a chance to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. Now, for tonight's particular show, I ran a contest with the artwork of Andrew Adroshenko, and hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. If you know his artwork, then you know how amazingly beautiful it is. He paints a lot of different people, a lot of women especially, with in the different styles of dance, such as ballet or Spanish dancing, and then people playing, men and women playing instruments such as the cello, the saxophone, the violin, and it's just, it's beautiful and it's sensual, without being vulgar or explicit. And if you've never seen his artwork before, I do highly recommend checking it out, as his use of colors is just stunning. Bold, rich colors, and very just vivid brush strokes. And we got quality tonight. We got, I believe, about 18 or so entries in the contest. And people, you know, really were inspired by this artwork and brought out their sensual right. So I am definitely looking forward to tonight's show. And, of course, with the intro song, I just had to go with something that was a classical music. And I knew I was most likely going to go with the cello, but I thought about the violin, too. But I did go with the cello. The song I chose was Beneath by Adam Hirst, and it was played on the Arabic cello. And if you haven't listened to Adam Hirst, then I highly recommend you go to YouTube and check him out, because just an absolutely talented young man. Well, I don't know how young he actually is, but I consider pretty much everyone younger than me, so... With that being said, I'd like to welcome Kate to the show. Welcome, Kate. Glad you could join me.
Thank you, my dear. I was being told by the gods of radio that there wasn't any shows on tonight, and I thought, I don't think that can be correct. So I tried again, and I tried again. Finally, I got in.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Yeah. Well, obviously, they've had a little bit too much to drink. So.
Oh boy, I could be joining them right now, honestly. What a day we've had, haven't we? Blimey.
Oh, anyway, yep. Busy but fun. Lots of great poetry today between the Brevity show earlier and this show tonight. You know, it's just a lot of talent coming out. That's
definitely
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah, and I hope you were able to. I hope you were able to get some rest in between, and enjoy your day.
Well, I enjoyed my day a lot, but I didn't get any rest. The minute I think to myself, "Well, I must have a bit of a 5:40 winks, 5 winks," I just wake up again. It's like I never feel tired. So annoying. I've got a weird brain.
I get it. I do. I totally get it. But, well, I am, whenever you're ready to post links and assign readers, I am ready to move forward.
Okay, my dear. Wonderful. I'm on the ball. Well, I'm not on the ball, but I'm on the keyboard. It's going to be one of those nights, my darling. Okay, right. So I've only got one board today. That's cool. Tantalizing Notes by Sector Hunter. And would you care to start us off with reading this one, please?
I would be happy. Fingers glazing like fire, notes flowing like silk, entrancing the masses, causing euphoria, body swaying to the rhythm, erotic energy surging throughout the room, pulsing in veins, arousing sensual temptation, causing pleasurable eruptions to ignite, people losing themselves as his sax plays, transcending into a new state of bliss, willingly pulled into his web of lustful sounds, wrapping in the warmth of his seduction, the crowd left drained from his alluring song, sweat dripping from brows that once ached for release, granting their desires with every note played, leading to a satisfying finale, leaving them breathless and poem. And what an absolutely stunning sensual rite by Sector Hunter. And your thoughts, Kate?
Well, my goodness me, yes. I'd forgotten it was a seductive evening, because when you started, I thought, hello, this is a bit, oh yeah, it's okay, it's allowed. Lovely. Fingers blazing like fire, notes flowing like silk, entrancing the masses, causing euphoria. Doesn't euphoria sound like a wonderful place to be? I wouldn't mind being there. And of course, you've got the old saxophone going. Beautiful, it's lovely music the saxophone makes. So, pulsing in veins, arousing sensual temptation. Yes, I think this is very well written. I like the way it flows so well, and just beautiful, interesting sentences. I like that one. It's not, you know, it's cliches are all right. Cliches, as far as I'm concerned, are necessary. It's sort of a shorthand that everybody understands. But when you have a sentence that's not an everyday sentence, and it's really lovely to see, leaving them breath. Yeah, I think this is just very well written, and it's the power of music, isn't it? Willing pulled into his web of lustful sounds. Yes, it is the power of music, which in itself touches your brain, makes your synapses fire. I could be a neurosurgeon. I'm amazing myself here. I think beautifully written. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. And you are right, Kate. That is a great observation. It really is not just a sensual rite, but a rite about the power of music. And I really like that he went with the saxophone picture and wrote to the sensuality of saxophone music. I actually have a sensual rite myself that was written about saxophone music because it's one of my favorites. But of course, you know, I couldn't remember the title. So, you know, I couldn't name it something simple like, you know, saxophone music. I like how this is about the effects that the music has on the crowd. There's just brilliant imagery and metaphors in this. The lines are highly charged, just like that one, that second stanza, body swaying to the rhythm, erotic energy surging throughout the room. And I like how it's all about the effect that the music has on the whole crowd and the way it leads them in their physical movements and leads them in their desires, you know. And I really like people losing themselves as his sax plays, transcending into a new state of bliss. Wonderful word choices all the way through, a nice delicate touch of alliteration, and just a beautiful sensual rite on, as you were saying, the power of music that, you know, that's being released into the crowd. So wonderful rite and very well done.
Yes,
thank you. And yeah, and absolutely. And what do we have next?
Next we have Passionate Dance by Betty Page. So I will read this one. Passionate Dance by Betty Page. Swirling, twirling, cascading, red silk, silky satin ribbons, sweet ballet dancing. Swaying to music, melodies move rhythmically, caressing her curves. Rainbow shimmer round bright, magical atmosphere, fairy tale stories. Played out on the stage, melancholy theatre, sadness turns happy. Dramatic romance, heart-pounding thrill so intense, creating daydreams. Illuminating vivid, serene scenery in the opera house. Royal kings and queens, watching fine entertainment, relax as they dine. Indulgent chocolates, assorted exotic fruits, medieval delicacies, sipping on sweet wine, painting with each note pretty as money. Mystically dreamy, beautiful dancers swirl round in passionate dance. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Kate. And what a beautiful write by Betty. It's really quite epic in its scope. The idea that she takes us to this opera house, to these ballets, to this, you know, just epic dance scene where royalty is being entertained. It really is such a treat for all the senses. You have the movements of the body, the music playing, the stories and dramatic elements of like a opera or a ballet. And then of course you have the indulgences of chocolates. I like that she brings in the food, the indulgent chocolates, assorted exotic fruit, medieval with delicacies, sipping on sweet wine, painting with each note pretty as Monet. And Monet was such a great choice. Honestly, Monet is one of my favorite classic artists. The way he blurs lines, and there's such a softness to it. And I think that's particularly, and I like the phrase painting with each note, the idea that with every note of music that goes into the air is the same as a brush stroke. And there's such a when she uses Monet, it makes me think of the softness of the music. I really like how she has the dramatic elements of played out on the stage, melancholy theater, sadness turns happy, dramatic romance, heart-pounding thrills so intense, creating daydreams. You know, you just feel like in this moment, as you're reading this poem, that you're there with the crowd. You're watching the play on the dancing and the on stage. You're watching the play unfold. You're trying the different delicacies, and you know you feel so like embraced in the moment and absolutely entertained. So wonderful write by Betty, and very well done. And Kate, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Thank you. I stumbled a little bit for what I apologize. I don't know why I thought that word wasn't medieval, but it was supposedly medieval. I don't know what I called it. But yes, I think she's just always consistently different and clever. And I really enjoy her poetry. I like to see her name coming up in a contest because you know you're going to get something that's witty and sharp and also can be sweet or passionate. But you know, you're going to get that. You're going to get a feeling. And always there is the colors and the fact that the fairy tale stories come into it, dramatic romance. I think you've taken this beautifully, this passionate dance. It is so passionate, and it's lovely to see. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Betty. We really enjoyed it.
You know, and you are so right. When it comes to Betty's writing, oftentimes you just never know what you're going to get. Sometimes it'll be erotic, and sometimes it'll be sweet and sassy, and you know, and sometimes it's all of the above.
Yeah.
So
clever lady.
No, absolutely. And what do we have next?
Next we have Gypsy Passion by Ruby. I will read this one. I'm going to try and keep myself in the game here and not get lost. So hopefully I'll be a little less erratic. We can but hope. Gypsy Passion. Oh, beautiful picture. Gypsy blood and passion fueled the dance. Lovers by night, they dance by the campfires of the encampment of the Alhambra each evening. Tourists flock to experience the renowned performance of the guitar player making his lover's body sing. Every note plucked and chord strummed on the instrument held to his heart infused fire in her movements, her flaming red gypsy dress, as hot as the backdrop flames, shaped like his guitar showed her body form to perfect advantage. She clicked and tapped toes and heels as her expressive body told the sensual story of the flamenco. Her lithe and supple limbs moved to his tune, every step a flirtation with her lover. Their eyes would hold and hold, the sexual tension palpable. Audiences held their breath at the sheer raw intimacy of the performance. Her long hair cascading down her back and over her breasts, swishing and flowing like a river of hedonistic desire. Hips swayed in rhythmic pulses to his melodious beat, offering delights only teasing him without mercy with nuanced promises. Her body gets lost in the passionate, emotional expression of the dance that belongs to their people. Couples in the audience draw closer together, seduced by the heady aura and ambiance of raw sensuality emanating from the stage. Arms slip around waists, lips sneak kisses, yet their eyes never leave the red-hot seductive magnet on stage. Plans for later, no doubt, being formed by this enthralled audience as stirred-up libidos drink in her performance, getting intoxicated on the highly sexually charged atmosphere. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Kate. And what a beautiful write by Ruby2446. And her write really fits well with the woman dancing a Spanish-style dance with a red dress. Ruby has a real talent for sensual story writes. I like how she opens this up with gypsy blood and passion fueled the dance. Lovers by night, they dance by the campfires of their encampment at the Alhambra each evening. Tourists flock to experience the renowned performance of the guitar player making his lover's body sing. And I like how this poem is so much about interaction. And that seems to be the one of the things I know is in a contest like this where you have prompts that have to do with music or dancing, is often there becomes, you know, a sense of interaction or even a sense of voyeurism within the poem that adds a nice touch of sensuality to it. And here you have, in the beginning, you have the interaction between the guitar player and the dancer and between two lovers, and then the audience watching this interaction between them. I like her use of attention to details. She clicked and tapped toes and heels as her expressive body told the sensual story of the flamenco. Her lithe and supple limbs moved to his tune, every step a flirtation with her lover. And I like that because there is something about that kind of dancing that is particularly sensual and particularly flirtatious and says so much with the body. And I do like the use of the word hedonistic. I think that has to be one of my favorite words. And then, of course, at the end, after all libidos are stirred up and the atmosphere is highly charged and intoxicating, you just know everybody went home with a smile on their face. So wonderful, sensual story, right? And very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, yes, it was as if you were there, wasn't it? It was so detailed and so descriptive. I really enjoyed it. It was easy to read. There was something very, it was passionate, of course it was, but there was also this love for two people. And it was enhanced by the fact that they loved each other, plus the music, plus the dance. And so much of that was just beautifully described to us. I thought it was lovely. Tourists flocked to experience the renowned performance of the guitar player making his lover's body sing. You can just imagine it, can't you? Because it's such an intimate thing as well. You know, I don't know if you've ever been sang at, but it is the most extraordinary feeling if a person standing in front of you, singing straight to you. Oh, it's just an amazing feeling. It's so intimate, so hot, that's the word for it, definitely. But I thought this was beautifully done. I mean, that, I'd love to see that dance done properly, you know, seriously. Because obviously you see it in films and everything else, but to actually be there when that's being performed would be wonderful. Yeah, cool. If ever go, sorry.
I have to agree. That would be a wonderful experience to watch that dance in person. And I have to say that no, nobody's ever saying to me, I mean, other than, you know, my kids, but, you know, nobody's ever saying to me romantically, we will have to do something about that.
Definitely,
somebody needs to come sing romantically to me.
Oh, it's a great experience. It's embarrassing and pleasurable all in the same instance, very like my life, I think, really.
I like that. Very cool.
Oh, dear. Okay, right, moving swiftly on and get me to stop talking. Unquenchable Thirst by Papa Terminus. And would you please give that a little read for us, my dear?
I would be happy to. Who can quench the wildfire when smoke and mirrors are so flawed and the tides are pulled back into the sea, still the streams are screeching flame, ignite the passionate night? He's like an archer letting arrows fly in guise of notes soaring in the clouds. Now the smoke has cleared, mirrors lie broken. Still we remain in the shadows, so thirsty. Let's pop the cork of the champagne. Our flutes need to be filled. Oh, young man, play your requiem. I'll recite a soliloquy. Set this audience ablaze as our passion lives on. Then I ask you, who tames the wildfire when the smoke has cleared and our mirrors have broken? Who can quench this thirst? End poem. And what an absolutely passionate write. And your thoughts, Kate?
Oh, firstly, that was beautifully read. Thank you. I enjoy that so much. Who can quench the wildfire? Oh, fabulous question. Yeah, sorry. He's like an archer letting arrows fly in guise of notes soaring in the clouds. Now the smoke has cleared, mirrors lie broken, still we remain in the shadows. So thirsty. Wow. It's very beautifully written. It really is. I don't think there's any one stanza I could say was standing out because they're all, let's pop the cork of the champagne, our flutes need to be filled. I think, yes, I love the smoke and mirrors aspect. I've always wondered about that saying, it's all smoke and mirrors. Because we all instinctively know what it means, but none of us actually know why it means what it does to us. But yeah, smoke and mirrors. It's a fabulous thing. It's basically hiding one thing and showing something else. And that's what I like about this. And I ask you, who tames the wildfire when the smoke has cleared and the mirrors have broken? Who can quench this thirst? This really is beautifully written. It's got so much mystery in it as well. It's obviously, you know, there is that mystery. There is that mention of smoke and mirrors, which I love. And it's another one of those, the notes are doing what notes should do. They're taking you on a journey. Music's taking you with them. I thought it was wonderful. I really enjoyed this a lot. And I don't know, is this, oh yeah, it's Papa Terminus. Of course I know his work. Just haven't heard of him for a while, I don't think. Yes, beautifully done. Thank you so much for allowing us to share that. And back to you, Pam.
I thought that was a wonderful comment. And yes, it's always great to get a write from Papa Terminus. He is very talented. And I like the phrase of, smoke and mirrors. And Stelina says in the room exactly what I was going to say. So very cool here is she says it comes from magic and magicians. Because the fact that stage magicians would use, you know, mirrors and smoke in their magic trick to create illusions or distractions, and so it came to me not just about the performance from of magicians, but the idea of all deceptive behavior. And what I like about the fact that he came, that he used the smoke and mirrors, is not only for the meaning behind it, but because if you actually look at the painting he wrote to, you look at the backdrop, like there's a young man playing a violin, and the backdrop actually looks like colored smoke. And I like that he brought that element of the painting into his poem. And I like the question asked at the very beginning, who can quench the wildfire? And then at the end, the same question, who can quench this thirst? And it's the idea of the sensuality, brought forth, and the erotic feelings brought forth by the playing of the music. And, you know, I really like the line, he's like an archer letting arrows fly in guise of notes soaring in the clouds, you know, and people, like, it's almost, to me, I think of a Cupid with the arrows. Like, people hear this music and they fall in lust and they fall in love. And then at the end of the night, the music stops, you know, the seduction of music is no longer there, the sway of it, and you're left with almost this kind of loneliness, this idea of, okay, this fire in me has been ignited. Now, how or with who is it going to be quenched? And I like that he puts that question in there, and he leaves it, I like that he leaves it lingering and hanging as if, you know, we don't know the answer. We can only imagine the answer. So beautiful, right, and very well done.
Yeah, great point there. Really, yes, definitely. I do like the fact that you are allowed to make up your own mind. You can think what you wish about the ending of it. I think that's a great idea. If you're poem leaves people thinking when they're finished reading it, and that's a good job done, I think. Okay, we'll move on. Next we have Ephemeral Intermission by Mickey 1022. And see how my system's working? I will read this. Right. Oh, beautiful. Look at that face. There's a proud lady. Ephemeral Intermission by Mickey 1022. Behold the mystery that silence shares by means of breathtaking foreplay it wears, while the fickle winds bellow their surprise like fluttering wings ready with replies. Cultured curvature primed with tender wiles, wood-stained bass calls for the listening aisles, graceful pose like a welcome summer breeze, long fingers on bow like well-dressed ladies. Innocent sin that has to touch the skin, lips that aren't positioned far from the chin. Dark overture draped like the prismed night, strands of radiant serenity's light. Breath of life deceptive in the mellow, down below conceives a nocturnal glow. Irresistible inner child slumber, simmer like delightful dreams composer. I love the way the syllables are dead phantoms of opera and plenty said. My frisson was long ago ushered in. Now the mysteries of sound will begin. I'm presuming rough draft isn't really, but yeah, rough draft. End poem.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about that. I wasn't really sure myself either. I think he put rough draft because the poem hadn't been finished at the time and then forgot to remove it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. But I was really glad to see, wonderful read there. I was really glad to see that Mickey was inspired. You know, every time I see his name, though, I want to burst out into that song from the 80s, you know, the one that goes, "Hey, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey." You remember that one?
Hey, Mickey. Yes, yep. I do. Brilliant. I love that one.
Yeah, it's just so freaking catchy. But this is absolutely beautiful and stunning. Again, we have someone who has truly captured the sensuality of music. I really like the imagery and the metaphors in this, especially in the second stanza. Oh my gosh. Cultured curvature primed with tender wiles, wood-stained bass calls for the listening aisles, graceful pose like a welcome summer breeze, long fingers on bowl like well-dressed ladies. I like the phrase innocent sin that has to touch the skin. You know, that's such a wonderful use of juxtaposition, the idea of both sin and innocence simultaneously touching the skin. I love the way the syllables are dead, phantoms of opera and plenty said. My Frisian was long ago ushered in, now the mysteries of sound will begin. And there really is an element of mystery to music, especially to, I think, classical music, because, you know, oftentimes, I mean, sometimes with classical music, it'll have a title, so you'll know what it's about, you know, like, you know, love in springtime. You get a basic idea that it's about love in springtime. But a lot of times, if you don't know the title of a classical music song and you're just listening to the notes, Your own mind, your own heart interprets the meaning of the note. And I like how Mickey brings that idea into the mystery of sound. So wonderful, right, and very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
I thought this was particularly lovely. The phraseology just really... It was super. I liked it a lot. I liked the while fickle wind below. Did I say that correctly? I said bellow. Below, they're surprised, like fluttering wings ready with replies. Innocence, that same stanza, innocent sin, that has to touch the skin, I thought was very, very unusual and very enjoyable. I also... that last stanza, always a corker. I love the way the syllables are dead, phantoms of opera, and plenty said. My frisson was long ago ushered in. Now the mysteries of sound will begin. Yeah, and lovely, really is. I can see what you mean about I see what you mean about the fact that it's not... ultra passionate or sexual, it's sensuous, and I do like that because there is a softness about sensuality. It's by its very sound, you know, it's soft and sweet and slow, sex is fine. I have nothing against that at all, but I do love that kind of right that says an awful lot without being overly dramatic. Yeah, very nice. I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. I have to agree. It's definitely essential without being dramatic or, overly dramatic or overly, like, vulgar in any way. So,
yeah.
Well said there. And, all right. Well, what do we have next?
Next we have Woman in White by Tears from Within. And I wonder if you would give that a read for us, please.
I would be happy to. He watches her come onto the stage. She seems different from the others. Music starts. Her movements are as if she's made of water, just flowing across the stage. The way her face stays the same, but her eyes burst with flames. Her body twists and turns boldly, yet it's almost as if it's almost if she's controlling the air around her. He's entranced in her beauty, in her passion. She allows all her emotions to be in the spotlight, almost as she doesn't exist, but her soul does. She's dancing like the siren song sings, bringing in those around her and encapsulating them. It's not only her beauty, it's her, there's something about her. He remembers to blink and breathe as her song comes to an end and her body so gracefully sways to a stop. He doesn't know her, but he could feel everything she was allowing to be seen. He must have her name. He must know her story. She's much, much more than the woman in white. End poem. And what an absolutely beautiful write by Tears from Within. And your thoughts, Kate?
Beautifully written. I really enjoyed this. Woman in white. And that is a lovely picture prompt, isn't it, though? That shape of that body and the arms are just lovely. So you can see why that would make somebody want to write things like her movements are as if she's made of water just flowing across the stage. The way her face stays the same, but her eyes burst with flames. That's intense. It's decided, yeah, that looks really intense as well, doesn't it? It's a kind of a throwaway movement, and the way the back arches is really very, very sensual. It's beautiful. And all her emotions to be in the spotlight, almost as she doesn't exist, but her soul does. She's dancing like the siren song sings. That's clever. Bringing in those around her and encapsulating them. That's a lovely little phrase there. She's dancing like the siren song sings, capturing people with her very movement and music. I think that's lovely. So this, I think, was an incredibly good and interesting and clever and sensual write, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment there. Yeah, I really enjoyed and appreciated this one. I'll have to check out more of her poetry. I like how this is one that's about the performance of dance, and the audience is there, but there's so much more in the background. This is about someone who feels as if the dancer is there just for them. You know, their movements, I mean, you can just tell that this man is just encapsulated, entranced by the movements of the dancer. And I really like how she has the line, music starts by itself and then brings in her movements. I also really like, she allows all her emotions to be in the spotlight, almost as she doesn't exist, but her soul does. She's dancing like the siren song sings, bringing in those around her and encapsulating them. And the idea that her dancing is all about the emotion, about the heart and the spirit, rather than the physical alone. And I also like where she has the line, gracefully sways to a stop, because, you know, you can just imagine that it's the type of, like, dancing where at first there's this almost like crescendo of like fast movement, and then she starts to slow down, and just before the stop there's that gentle sway, final swaying movement, and you can just picture it in your mind's eye. So wonderful, right? And very well done. And what do we have next?
And next we have Flapper Dreams, Flapper Realities by Bookworm Dave 227. And it sounds very interesting. I will read that. I'm just going to make my little mark so I know where we are.
Cool.
Okay, next one. Flapper Dreams, Flapper Realities, Prompt 9, Bookworm Form Dave 227. F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote about her as a teen. I could dream of her in her flapper costume. Maybe it was her deep brown eyes, her soft brick red lipstick. She would be dancing with me, I hoped, as our 20-cell dance took on a new urgency. My drive to get to her first, she held court with her ladies in wait, acting as a screen. To impress them gave you access. She would be the easy one. Her soft appeared walls to prevent strangers whispering and giggling. Did I get their approval, smiling with brittle nerves? She did not have many, but enough. The crowd was slowly moving away. Maybe they just wanted someone for a night. I wanted more. Maybe a mate forever. She pointed at me with a sultry smile. Her approval was noted and observed. Her brood of safety left. It was just us. She looked at me with her eyes sparkling like the stars. My name is Abby. I sputtered to get my words out. Said Dave, sputtering my name out with raw nerves, showing with goosebumps. She took the lead. She was not one to suffer fools, and I was a fool. She smiled eventually. Was that so hard? She said with amusement. Offer a chuckle, smiling and offering a laugh back. She accepted it as a gift with a kiss. My place or yours, she said with a smile. A smile that Paris would be jealous of. Not launching any kind of ship. The only ships were the pilot steamers on the Ohio. They would not be interested in us. I was interested in her. Her long, very long, curly hair. Lightly brown, so much more to her, asking the usual questions. We both had a chemistry. That night it was dancing, talking, offering kisses. It ended after midnight. Saying to me, are you going to turn into a pumpkin? Nope. We went back to my dorm room. Our night was passion-filled, each kiss, each movement, bringing us closer. Our night was so special, and many more nights with her, no curfews, no restrictions, just us alone. It ended, but those nights with her taught me about love and making love. End poem.
Great read, Kate, and what a wonderful story write by Bookworm Dave. He's another one that has a talent for storytelling and great attention for detail. You know, and if you're going to write about a sensual encounter involving a 1920s flapper theme, I think F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote about her. Was a perfect opening line for such a theme, you know, with the idea, the nod towards the Great Gatsby and the 1920s time period. I also like how he doesn't just say, you know, red lipstick or lipstick, but her soft brick red lipstick, you know, a popular color during the 1920s. And the use of interaction, I like how when she smiled eventually, was that so hard, she said, with bemusement, offers a chuckle, smiling and offering a laugh back. She accepted it as a gift with a kiss. The idea of the interaction where she coolly and calmly introduces herself and he stutters out his own name. And I liked the wry humor in my place or yours, she said with a smile that Paris would be jealous of, not launching any kind of ship. You know, the nod towards that, you know, woman who was said to have the lover of Paris who was said to have a face that launched a thousand ships, and then the only ships were the paddle steamers on the Ohio. You know, there's a wry irony to that, and it's quite clever. And you know, and I like how there's a sensuality to this, and yet there's also kind of a sense of youthful innocence. You know, of one night of an interaction with somebody that is just extremely memorable, and that memory lasts a lifetime. Just a wonderful write by Dave, and very well done. And your thoughts, Kate?
Yes, I thought this was a very, very well-rounded story poem. Really well done from the very first line. I liked the fact that he talked about the inevitable, a pretty girl with a whole load of girls around her, sort of swimming in the shallows around her, and you've got to get past them first. I thought that was excellent because it's so true. But he did. They got fed up before he did, and off they went. And I like the way it's just a little bit more serious. Maybe they just wanted someone for a night. I wanted more. Maybe a mate forever. Well, that's a lovely thought. That, you know, it's not, here's not somebody who's just a notch on a bedpost. Here is somebody who could possibly be the one. Which obviously he couldn't possibly know at that point, could he? But it's a lovely thought. And I like the sultry smile. Her approval was noted and observed. I thought this was beautifully written. I really enjoyed it. I love the stuttering of his name, Dave. Very good. So, yeah, I think he's taken every aspect of A Night to Remember and has written it very well. So thank you for sharing that with us. Really enjoyable.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And what do we have next?
And next we have musical foreplay fantasies. Oh, your dog is having a great time. Oh, is it a little dog? Does it sound like a little dog?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that's the obnoxious dog. I think I'm going to have you read this one, Kate, until he calms his furry little ass down.
No problem. Musical foreplay fantasies by Jenny the Zeep. Okay. Okay. Here we go. A robust copper-toned hard instrument held close to her tightly between her thighs, gently, tenderly strumming silky strings, singing orgasmic white whirling melodies, screaming synchronized harmonies as twirling fingers ruffle up raising hairs, faster and faster musical foreplay increases, one vibrating euphoric note at a time. Never heard such chilling, arousing tunes. Let the melody set the mood as we dance. Is this in this cast-iron chair or anywhere you want, even if for tonight, let the music take control. Listen to the magical bows flowing back and forth, intense, feelings arise. Feel this essential tension pull magnetically as the finale ends and the encore begins. End poem. Okay.
Wonderful read there, Kate. And if you wouldn't mind going into commenting, I'm really sorry, but I'll be right back.
Yeah, of course, no problem at all. Yes, musical foreplay fantasies. I like this. It's all types of music going on here. Tenderly strummed, screaming synchronized harmonies, twirling fingers, faster and faster, musical foreplay. And I love that one vibrating euphoric note at a time. So this is obviously somebody who knows what they're doing. There isn't a picture, so I'm presuming that we're talking must be violin, perhaps, yeah? Listen to magical bows flowing back and forth. Intense feelings arise. Feel the sensual tension pull magnetically as the finale ends and the encore begins. I like that. So it's not the end. It's just the beginning. It's not the end. It's just coming back for more. I like that a lot. That's really good. Screaming synchronized harmony. That's also, yeah. I think it's very well written. I really enjoyed this. And gently, tenderly strumming silky strings, singing orgasmic white whirling melodies. Oh, very good. Sorry, I keep seeing something at the corner of my eye. I think my new glasses are haunted. If I don't look, I've got amazing peripheral vision, it would appear. 100% peripheral vision, and I keep seeing what looks like a figure. At the moment, the figure seems to be stirring my cup of tea. Very odd. Okay, yes, beautifully done. Thank you so much, Jenny. I really enjoyed that. And Pam, are you back with us, my dear? No problem. We shall move swiftly on. She'll let me know when she's back.
I am back. Sorry about that. We have a new roommate at the house that the little dog's still getting used to, and I had to reassure him that he didn't need to stand at the top of the stairs guarding us.
Lovely.
But I really appreciate that. But I like this write by Jenny, and thank you for reading that in the comment. And I like how she put in her AN that it was inspired by the different prompts. And then the scene from the show, The Big Bang Theory. Because I remember that scene, and it's such a funny scene. And I like that she brought that in there, because you could see that within these lines. And I really like screaming synchronized harmonies as twirling fingers ruffle up, raising hairs faster and faster. Musical foreplay increases one vibrating euphoric note at a time. You know, wonderful lines and very well done. And I'm wondering if maybe we could put Eric Svensson's up next so that we could play the SoundCloud.
Yes, I actually have that ready.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, he's so defending you. I'm here. Nobody will get past. I like it. I love dogs so much.
He is my little guardian. But, if you wouldn't mind, if you don't hear my voice after the SoundCloud ends, just go straight into commenting, though I should be back.
Of course, no problem. So that's it up there, Deliverance by Eric Svensson. And if you would just get that SoundCloud going, we'll sit back and listen.
Sounds good. Here we go.
Deliverance. Endpoint Firebird. Cuckold's a cockatoo nerd. Thornbird passion vamps. Recalibration of heart amps. No ring of fire miniature rose. This damsel, Thornbird, willing impaled on her anvil, full flush, fulcrum balance points, with Firebird blaze she anoints. Comet trail blaze amazes, besotted a cockatoo gazes. Winter's gloom danced away. Ballerina extraordinaire holds sway. Alchemist memory reminds Merlin. Once he met a firebird in Berlin. Flaming dancing damsel torch. Wizard's heart for always scorched. Aztec firebird lily, ribald red propulsion, petals scorches, days chilly. O Desdemona, you Othello, a cockled cockatoo, ring of fire, backburn Kubla Khan, right back to Xanadu. O you banjo duel a deer hunter's deliverance, so near, but separated by stage severance. Roman candle, I plunge for you, a hapless thornbird impaled on your risque residue. Enpo.
I am back, Kate, but if you wouldn't mind commenting, I'd appreciate it. Are you on mute, Kate? Oh, no.
No,
you
I
didn't
was,
drop,
yes.
Lori.
No,
oh,
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I was on mute. I do apologize. I was having a little sip of my fizzy drink, and I thought I won't be fizzing on the air, but I forgot to unmute or twit. But anyway, yes. Yes, we have Eric's beautiful rendition of his poetry. I love the way he emphasizes certain words, ones that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily. Just his voice, it knows exactly when to stop and start, because obviously it's his writing. But I thought this was wonderful. I do really like the comet trail blaze amazes, besotted a cockatoo gazes, winter's groom danced away, ballerina extraordinaire holds sway. I love this stanza, isn't it? Really nice. Alchemist memory reminds Merlin once he met a firebird in Berlin. Flaming, dancing damsel torched. Wizard's heart for always scorched. That was just there. Really lovely. I like this one a lot. It seems, gentler perhaps in a way. And maybe because it's a gentler, softer theme. But it's really lovely. I like it. Very, very sensual, very well written, and I liked it. On Point Firebird, beautiful. How they do that, I will never know. It must be so painful on their little toes. Ah, beautifully. Okay, yes, I liked it a lot, Eric. Thank you so much for the SoundCloud as well. And Pam, your thoughts, my dear?
Oh my goodness, this is absolutely stunning. I'm glad I got a chance to read it earlier. A wonderful flow of imagery and metaphors. I really like the opening line, Endpoint Firebird. And yeah, there is something about the way a ballerina moves, the physical strength and the fluidity of their movement that is just awe-inspiring. I like the nod towards the Thornbird. That is such a wonderful book and movie, plus the idea of the story of a Thornbird that impales itself on a thorn and sings its most beautiful song at the end of its life. I thought that was, and then just the wonderful lines here, Aztec Firebird Lily, ribald red propulsion petals scorches days chilly. Oh, Desdemona, you Othello, a cuckold cockatoo, ring of fire, black backburn, Kubla Khan, right back to Xanadu. So many wonderful cultural type references or historical references to literature. And I like the references to literature, and I like the references to someone putting their entire life into creating beauty. I think that's just a wonderful thought here. Beautiful write all the way through, and very well done. And as always, a great read by Eric. And of course, I'd like to offer up the same reminder I always offer up, which is if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And back to you, Kate. What do we have next?
Right. And next we have Woya by Silent Tree. And Pam, would you care to give that a read for us, please?
Oh, I would be happy to. I'm pretty sure I owe you at least a couple reads.
Oh,
all
I love
right.
reading. Don't even worry about it. I love reading.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Woya by Silent Tree. She knelt within sewn tan buffalo hide, blushed cheeks imbued, supple, ruddy lips, rawhide scents, bathed, naked olive skin, soft fingers clasped, dyed powwow shawl to dance the butterfly of twilight song. plated strands woven in eagle feathers, wooden beaded threads of midnight silk, fertile body veiled in satin negligees, shoulders ache, cradles of her embrace, silence broken, fire drums within chest, lost languages, the shadow of her touch, a treasure buried within seeds of balsam, her wildflower hungers a season's rhythm, breeze colors adrift of orphan stars, a paramour's gaze under crescent moon, reins of leather bridle to cedar curves, arched nape saddles a womb of reverie, riddles of the flesh, a depth to her desire, blind eyes hunt as wolves stalk the deer, drawn as dusk moth to passion's flame. End poem. And what an absolutely amazing sensual rite by Silent Tree. And your thoughts, Kate?
Well, that was beautifully read. I really enjoyed that. Yes. It starts off so intriguing. The beginning obviously gives us the gist of what's going to happen. She knelt within sewn tan buffalo hides, blushed cheeks imbued, supple ruddy lips, rawhide scent bathed naked olive skin, soft fingers clasped dyed powwow shawl to dance the butterfly of twilight song. That's just a lovely stanza, isn't it? That's just so... Right away, we're into sensuality, even if we are talking about Buffalo Heights, but it's the fact that the scent and the butterfly on Twilight Song, I just love that. It was just so clever. And then we go on to that last stanza. Oh, beautiful. Reins of leather bridled to cedar curves, arched nape saddles, a womb of reverie. Riddles of the flesh, a depth to her desire. Blind eyes hunt as wolves stalk the deer, drawn as dust moths to passion's flame. That's a lovely ending, isn't it? Drawn as dusk moths to passion's flame. Yeah, so it starts off with us in a situation where, you know, nothing is unusual. It's just, you know, business as usual. But we get the feeling of the sensuality building and building. And I think that is always a wonderful thing to see, a soft crescendo. Is that an oxymoron? Possibly. Another one, I love them. Yeah, I think this is very well written. And it flowed, which is nice as well. So thank you so much for sharing that, Silent Tree. It was lovely.
Oh, I have to agree. And I like that she chose, because she wrote to one of the pieces of artwork that was a painting of a Native American girl. And I like that she went with the name Woyo, which is, I was looking this up, is a Cherokee name meaning dove. I like when people put thought into, like, when you're going to write a poem or a story, I always feel like you shouldn't just throw a name out there. Like me, when I write a poem or story and I'm going to create a character's name, I actually go and I search for a name that has a meaning that I think fits with the character, with either their background or their personality, And so I like that Silent Tree took time to do that. I like how she, with her attention to detail, she brings the detail of the clothing and the dance, and you know, it makes it very personal and very intimate. I really like soft fingers clasp dyed powwow shawl to dance the butterfly of twilight song. I don't know about like different kinds of Native Americans, but I know, like, I've been to in this area, I've been to watch, you know, powwow dances for the Ojibwe tribes in this area. And it's just spectacular to watch how the shawl becomes part of the dance. And there's one dance called the Bell Dance. With friends that I had with, that were Native American when I was growing up, they had these dresses that we all covered by bells and little silver bells, and you know, like when you danced, it would like jingle, and it was just really wonderful to watch. And I like that this is another one that's a delicate sensuality. And the imagery in reins of leather, bridle to cedar curves, arched nape saddle, the womb of reverie. I like that, the idea of, you know, paying reverence to the female form, paying reverence to the womb. Just a wonderful, passionate rite, and beautifully written and very well done. And what do we got next, Kate?
That last sentence of yours in my head popped. A womb with a view. Why? I have these one-liners stuck in my head. Oh, dear. Now we have Transcending Paganini by Robert J. Tears. Lovely name. And I will read this. Transcending Paganini. Embodiment of surging verve, from expectation, nerve, embrace, toward everything that makes life sing. Now silence sings, have known the bow, deep melodies withheld too long, compel the air-sustaining flames. Bed energies in tone whole notes, intent on flowing furthermore, into the stillness love must shake. Awaken from the soundlessness, that's more death than relief or peace, to resurrect the beating heart, the beaten heart. Revive the drive to whirl beyond, loose cobwebs, barren marble halls, gone gardens lately burgeoning. The fountain full of last year's leaves, the bridge we spanned while violins climbed higher than a nightingale. When music moved above caprice, past fleeting virtuosity, as we danced frantic outside time. This concert of mortality, to find the ripple of our song soar clear across eternity. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Kate. I am always quite impressed with Robert J. Tice's poetry. Wonderful, wonderful imagery and metaphors. I like the use of colors in this, especially where he says, you know, like red energies in tone, whole notes, intent on flowing furthermore into the stillness love must shake. And I like that because, you know, red is, it's the color of the dress, but when you put red energy, you think of somebody who has like a red aura. And you know, I don't technically know what people who know anything about aura say red means, but when I think of the color red, I always think of something fiery and hot and passionate, and you know, just you know, you can see that sensuality there. I also really like the fountain full of last year's leaves, the bridge we spanned while violins climb higher than a nightingale, when music moved above caprice, past fleeting virtuosity, as we danced frantic outside time, this concert of mortality, to find the ripples of our song soar clear across eternity. And I like how this speaks to, those lines speak to me on not that fleeting love, but that lasting love, you know, that love that will stretch both across both time and space, and that you know you will remain devoted to that person for a lifetime. It's truly a beautiful rite and very well done. And your thoughts, Kate?
Well, I agree with everything you said. Yes, it really is a lovely rite. There's so much in it. So it's deep. I like that. And of course, red. Now, red is the oddest color because it can mean so many things. As you were saying, red for passion. But we've also got red for danger, red for stop, red blood, red lips. I mean, it's just so, it's amazing. It's one of those colors that have that has so much bouncing from it that I really enjoy that as a color in poetry. You can do so much with it. So again, we have that opening stanza, which is wonderful. Embodiment of surging verve from expectation, nerve, embrace towards everything that makes life sing. That is just a lovely thought, isn't it? Life singing. So we have lots of caring and love, but we also have a frantic side to it. It's outside time. It's possibly fleeting, but so wonderful. And the last stanza says that this concept of mortality, to find the ripples of our song soar clear across eternity. So as far as we are concerned, this is a long-term relationship that is going to continue for as long as possible, obviously, because we have soulmates here. And I love the fact that they hear the music together, they dance to the music together, and they are taking that music with them. That's lovely. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for allowing us to read that. Thank you.
Absolutely. And it is interesting that love can represent, you know, love and, yeah, red can represent love and passion. But you also think of it when you think of the idea of, say, like anger. And so there is kind of a you know, multiple meanings in the color red. So very cool. And what do we got? What do we got next, Kate?
Well, it's just weird that you should ask me that. I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. You can tell what I get because I completely forget. I was doing so well too. Ah, well, okay. We now have, and hopefully we haven't already had this one, this is The Dancer by Fabrice D. And Pam, would you care to read this for us, please?
I would be happy to. All right. The Dancer by Fabrice D. The shadows had cast graceful glows at your feet. The music became amorous and troubling. Then I heard the sigh of petals, one creases. Then lily of lilies, your white body appeared. I suddenly felt contempt for my coarse lips. My soul had the dream tenderized of laying on your grace, where for long the light was lingering, the shivering breath of a mystical kiss. Despising the world that desire and change, you coldly maintained your immortal smile. For beauty remains strange and superhuman, and once the splendid distance from the altar. Scattered around you wept the tuberose, and your breasts rose up voluptuously in my eyes. What in my eyes was burning the painful ecstasy that embraces us on divinity's threshold. End poem. And absolutely a brilliant sensual rite by Fabrice. And your thoughts, Kate?
Yes, this was beautiful, The Dancer. I like that. That first line, though, I mean, that just so good. The shadows had cast graceful glows at your feet. And then the music became amorous and troubling. I like that. I like that thought. At the size of pets, one crease. I suddenly felt contempt for my coarse lip. My soul had the dream tender eyes of laying on your grace, where for long the light was lingering, the shivering breath of a mystical kiss. Nice bit of alliteration there as well. Very subtly done. Despising the world that desired and changed, you coldly maintain your immortal smile. So yes, this is somebody who really cares for somebody very much, but I don't know. It seems to be one person alone is doing all of the work in this relationship. Yes, I think this is beautifully written. I really enjoyed it. It's got a little bit of mystery about it too, which is very nice. You know, why is she got this this look on her face? Why is her smile immortal? Why is smile immortal? She's going to outlive him? She's going to leave him behind? Yes, I like it. It does make you think. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you've got to say about this, Pam. So over to you.
Well, I liked that comment. I thought it was a wonderful observation. And honestly, considering the fact that she's working so hard at raising up her voluptuous breasts, I'm not sure what more work you want her to do, Kate. Gee, come on.
That alone, my goodness me. I like that so much. Well done.
But no, I thought this was a beautiful write by Fabrice, and I like the imagery and the metaphors that he brings in this, and the sensuality, and I like that there's a sense of reverence to it, the sense of, you know, like you can just imagine someone looking down at someone they find both physically and spiritually beautiful, and just being in complete awe of them. I really like the lines. I suddenly felt contempt for my coarse lips. My soul had the dream tenderized of laying on your grace, where for long the light was lingering, the shivering breath of a mystical kiss. And of course, those end lines are absolutely amazing. Within my eyes was burning the painful ecstasy that embraces us on divinity's threshold. Divinity's threshold is that perfect like phrase to describe that moment just before the true, like the penetration of the lovemaking moment, and that you know, moment where the whole act is fulfilled in such a tender and mystical way. You know, so just a wonderful sensual rite and very well done. And what do we have next, Kate?
Next we have Melodies of Sin by Arch Dune de Ville. Oh, I love that handle. Wonderful. And I will read this. It's going to mark me down so I don't make any more mistakes. There we are. Cool. Melodies of Sin by Arch Dune de Ville. In the depths of a forsaken chamber's lair, where shadows writhe and whispers swear, a seductive succubus, draped in ebony's flow, your dress a vessel for desires that glow. Silken strings entwine your supple frame, violin bewitched, igniting tongues of flame. Tangled curls cascading, serpents in the night, your piercing gaze, a spell beguiling and tight. Lost in the pages of forbidden tomes, I sit in a chair of leather where darkness roams. Words spin tales of wretchedness and sin. As your melody ensnares, it's a game we both win. Your melody, a tempest, lashes through my core. Each note you summon, passion starts to soar. My mind, a tempestuous sea you possess. With every stroke, your touch, a craving I confess. But as your eyes, like orbs of hellfire, meet mine, an inferno, a carnal desire. Words crumble like ash in wind's cruel gust. Crimson lips crawl near, wickedness about to thrust. O lascivious enchantress, your melody so sublime, let me taste the poison of your forbidden rhyme. Come, join me in this twisted dance of sin. Ignite our minds in a torrid, depraved spin. Our worlds collide, darkness reigns supreme. The union of lips, we succumb to the extreme. Two bodies in a lustful, wicked chase. Desires entangle, leaving sanity's trace. In this realm of decadent descent, where passion and darkness forever ferment, we yield to the symphony's hedonistic grace. Bound by fervor's chains in this ungodly space. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Kate. And I'm glad to see that Arch Dune de Ville was inspired. I liked his comment he put on the contest wall. which was ladies with classical instruments in their hold. This I cannot possibly resist. And I had to smile when I read that comment there. This had great imagery, great imagery and metaphors, a wonderful flow, great rhyme. I like the dark sensuality in this, which isn't always easy to write because you have to create a sense of balance. You want the darkness to be there, but you don't want it to take over to the point of, you know, to where it just becomes downright scary. Like you're trembling in fear rather than, you know, trembling with erotic thoughts. And I really like silken strings entwine your supple frame, violin bewitches, igniting tongues of flame, tangled curls cascading, serpents in the night, your piercing gaze a spell beguiling and tight. But as your eyes like orbs of hellfire meet mine, an inferno, a carnal desire, words crumble like ash in wind's cruel gust, crimson lips crawl near, wickedness about to thrust. And oh, lascivious enchantress, your melody so sublime. I love that phrase there, lascivious enchantress, your melody so sublime. That's just a beautiful dark sensuality and very well done. And your thoughts, Kate?
I agree. This is just, it is. It's sensual and passionate. It's very cleverly written. And it does, it just fits together in a way that is comfortable for the mind because, you know, there is no fear that you might come across a word that's in the wrong place or you know, too long for that stanza or whatever. It sometimes happens, a little hiccup, as it were, within the flow of the words. But you don't get that here. And as you say, that particular line, oh, lascivious enchantress, your melody is so sublime. Again, just beautiful, really is. But I like, I mean, this is just a flight of fancy. Let me taste the poison of your forbidden rhyme. Isn't that just... Whoa, that's quite intimidating. I like that a lot. I think this particular person within this particular poem could say, sit to me, and I would. It's got that kind of power to it, which I love. It's just great, really interesting, and I want to read more. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Archdoom Divilia.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. I have to agree. And what do we have next?
And next we have Showstopper by Jody Melton. And would you read this for us, please, Pam?
I would be happy to. I absolutely would be happy to. Let me just get back there. And... All right, Showstopper by Jody Melton. In vibrant hues, a world unfolds, a masterpiece of stories untold, on canvas strokes with a graceful flow, from an artist's vision to our entranced eyes it goes. Dancers of vision that comes alive, in hues of passion, her dreams revive. She twirls and spins a ballerina fair, transcending time suspended in the air. Her satin gown, a flowing sea, unleashing the spirit wild and free. The colors dance like a flame that burns, with every stroke the canvas yearns. In shadows cast, emotions rise. Her gaze speaks volumes deep and wise. With eyes that mirror a secret fire, she dances through life with her heart's desire. Her muscles honed through tireless strain, a testament to her strength without disdain. She holds her pose in a frozen frame for the love of dance, not for the fame. Through every rhythm she finds release, her soul ignites as her spirits increase. Her body is a vessel for dreams to unfold. through her art, she's a beauty to behold. In pirouette, she spins through space, enchanting eyes with ethereal grace, a ballet between heaven and earth, applauding her beauty and rebirth. Her essence captured, frozen in time, a fleeting moment sublime. And through the strokes, he splashes a glimpse of her soul, unveiling mysteries in artist's goal. End poem.
Oh, that was a beautiful read. Thank you so much. I enjoyed that. Showstopper. Beautiful. And then that beautiful picture again, Lady in White. I get beautiful lines. In vibrant hues, a world unfolds, a masterpiece of stories untold. On canvas stroked with a graceful flow, from an artist's vision to our entranced eyes it goes. It's true. It's getting that vision out, isn't it? It really is. It's that's the struggle that we all have. We have these thoughts. We have these wishes to pass on words. And it is just getting the right cadence, the right words. And when you do that, when it comes together like that, it's great. I mean, it's worth all the tearing your hair out and cursing at the dog. Not that you would curse at your dog. Of course you wouldn't. Yeah. Well done, Jody. I really enjoyed this. I thought it was there's a lot of strength to it, and a lot, well, obviously a lot of movement. We're talking about Valerina. But it's like transcending time, suspended in the air. I mean, that's what can happen when one of these beautiful dancers just leaps like they do. And it is as if they're suspended for that nanosecond. Beautifully done. So I really enjoyed this. I love the colors that you brought in. I love the movement. And her muscles honed through tireless strain, a testament to her strength. I mean, it does take an immense amount of dedication and strength to do anything, you know, as well as you can, to do it better than anyone else. So it does. Dedication is a thing for this. But I thought it was a beautiful write, and thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep, you know what, I have to agree. What I like about this one, besides the fact, I mean, it's a longer poem, but it works because he grabs your attention and keeps it all the way through. And the imagery is beautiful, so are the metaphors. The rhyme and flow is consistent all the way through. It just really flows nicely. And I like that this is a celebration of the sensuality in art. And he covers two different art forms. First of all, and the fact that he simultaneously in one writes about the sensuality in the art form of dance and the sensuality in the art form of painting, I thought was particularly clever and intelligent. I like how he pays tribute to the movement of the dancer and the spirit of the dancer. Through every rhythm she finds release, her soul ignited as her spirits increase. Her body is a vessel for streams to unfold. Through her art, she's a beauty to behold. And then in the end stanzas, it talks about how the painter himself uses his brush stroke and the use of color to capture her essence. Her essence captured, frozen in time, a fleeting moment sublime. And through the strokes, he splashes a glimpse of her soul, unveiling mysteries in artist's goal. I really liked that. I thought those were just beautiful, thoughtful, sensual lines, and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Kate? Are you on mute, Kate?
Oh, yes. I just told you the whole thing there. I shall now tell you again. It will be a case of deja vu and serve you right. Sorry about that. I apologize. It is The Fiery Ways by Blue Light 76. I'm sorry, Blue Light. You'll never hear what I said. It was very interesting, but I'm sorry, it's gone now. And I think I will read this. Oh, I hate when I do that. So, like, serious face. The Fiery Ways by Blue Right 76. What plays the drum? Where starts the music? Toes and fingers that found life outdoor, now undone within walls. What set them waves in tsunamic proportions to wash away discretions? Passion unleashed a solo tango in fervor. What found them rhythms on her cotton fences that swirled in the wind of her tumultuous making, swords that sliced his breath? What led them arrows fired from fiery retinas as the waters of love unbound found him, a thirst and a threat? What quelled them fires from deep depths of anguish that rose unsolicited with need, but pride and respect in self, cold waters, the fires banked. End poem.
What a beautiful read there, Kate, and a wonderful write, absolutely wonderful write by Blue Right 76. I was glad they were inspired. I like the sense of fluidity that they bring to this write. What set them waves in tsunamic proportion to wash away discretions, passions unleashed, a solo tango in fervor. Those are wonderful lines on the intense passion of the dance. What led them arrows fired from fiery retinas as the waters of love unbound found him a thirst and a threat. I like the undertone of dark sensuality within these lines and the idea of the fires of passion that are set by the dance and the cool waters that help to quench them. So wonderful, wonderful write and very well done.
Yes, yes, I agree. Beautifully done. I think this is, there are so many beautiful lines here, aren't there? A solo tango in fervor. Yeah, that's beautiful. We love that a lot. And then we get to that end stanza. What quelled them fires from deeps of anguish that rose unsolicited with need, but pride and respect in self, cold waters, the fires banked. So this seems to be a lot about really enjoying all the movement and the drums and the playing and fingers tapping and toes jumping. But it seems to, there's a little bit of, discretion seems to be needed, or it was getting out of control a little bit, because we've got that quell them fires and cold waters, the fires banked. So is this a case of, we have to be a little bit more controlled? We can't let ourselves go too much, which is a shame. It's not what you want to hear. You want to be able to enjoy everything that you have in your life, and everybody around you should be able to also enjoy. That's just me reading something into the last few lines that sort of spoke to me of a little bit of fear or conformity, somebody who likes to conform and doesn't want too much madness around them, which is nothing wrong with that. That's cool. But I thought this is very well written, and I did enjoy it very much. So thank you, Blue Right. It was great.
Yep. And you know what? It is. And you're right. There is that kind of feel in those end lines about the idea of perhaps a forbidden love, and, that you have to cool down those fires, in order to, move on away from something that you cannot have. Very cool observation. And what do we got next?
Next we have Showstopper. We haven't just had that, have we? No. By Jody Melton. And my system's broken down because I forgot to write.
Oh, no, we did read Showstopper by Jody Melton.
Yeah, I thought we had. The memory does work sometimes, but not always when it should. Oh, dear. Oh, it was this one. That's what it was. I've actually got that somewhere. But we shall get this one up. Don't we worry about anything at all. We've got it all in hand. I don't know whose hand. It's certainly all in hand. Ah, dear. Okay, this is Violinist by Hope Soul. And would you give that a read for us, please?
I would be happy to. Violinist by Hope Soul, slide your bow across my heartstrings. Play the notes to make me sing. Hold my body, hourglass shape that echoes your touch. Lustrous, smooth music we create when we are together. End poem. And that is just an absolutely beautiful brevity that fits really well with tonight's theme. And your thoughts, Kate?
I agree. Wow, that is... Oh, and that picture, look at that. That is lovely. It really is. I mean, how you can get that much emotion and I was going to say pathos, but I'm sure that's wrong, but slide your bow across my heartstrings, play the notes to make me sing. That, again, beautifully put. So much comes from that. We have a relationship working beautifully. One turns the other on, as it were. And then hold my body, hourglass shape that echoes your touch. Lustrous, smooth music we create when we are together. It really is. It's just a lovely, sweet love story, love poem. And the tenderness is there. And obviously, that, you know, the passion will follow. But at the moment, we just have the beginnings of that coming together of two people. I love slide your bow across my heartstrings. What a wonderful thought. You just don't think about it. I mean, that is great. Very clever. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Hope. It was lovely.
It really is. It really is. I was glad that Hope shared this with us. It is a beautiful brevity, and it's really hard, difficult to separate any one part because they just flow nicely one into the next. But I like the emotional element of slide your bow across my heartstrings, and then the sensual and physical element of hold my body, hourglass shape that echoes your touch. You know, wonderful lines and beautifully written. And what do we have next?
And coming up next is Love in Blue by our wonderful Selena. And there is a SoundCloud, I believe, Pam?
Yes, yes, there is. And I'll go ahead and mosey on over there and push play. Here
Thank
we go.
You. Without the feel of you,
There is no taboo for the improvisations of mind and its musing. My body, knowing yours so well, surrenders in midnight blue, velvet light of vulnerability. Lamenting horns echo my lovesick limerence of your mellow magnetism that tugs my heart. Closing my eyes, I succumb to figmental scenes which gradually fade as the music dies.
Wonderful read and write there, Stelina. A beautiful use of background music, and thank you very much for the SoundCloud and sharing the write with us. And your thoughts, Kate?
Oh, that was just beautiful. It really was. I was just melting. Your voice is gorgeous. And this is the tenderness and the longing in this. It's just, it takes me back to my youth. I don't know. I didn't realize my memory was that good. But by golly, this is...
Something came back.
Yes. Beautifully done, Selena. I really loved it. I love hovering on haunted notes of cool caresses, stirring as you steady... Well, I'll leave that because I can't even say that. Syncopation fuse. Yes, I always love your work. You know that. It's just divine. Sometimes it's naughty, sometimes it's nice, sometimes it's like this, sexy and salacious, which I approve of that very, very much. It's one of my favorite sins, salaciousness. Easy for you to say. Loved it. Thank you, my dear, as ever. And the music in the background was so good. So thank you very much.
Oh, I have to agree. And I see that this won gold in one of Rex's Rhythm and Rhyme contests. And that was definitely well-deserved. And it made a great accompaniment for tonight's show. I like the sultry sensuality in this. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. A beautiful use of a gentle touch of alliteration. The background music was definitely a nice touch. And I like how it's so intimate and so personal and, you know, speaks on the idea of love and passion shared between two people. I really like delicious dreams of your paradisal passion playing along with the growing groove, deeper and deeper, drowning in dulcet blues, drifting in sweet, soulful strains of seduction, you know. And it's not only the seduction between two people, it's the seduction that music, especially jazz music, has on the mind and on the heart. So wonderful write by Stelina and very well done. And what do we have next?
Well, next you've kindly put a poem on the board for us, Pam. So this is your one. This is I Will Dance by Pam Ray. So I wonder if I could ask you to read that for us, please.
Maybe. Let me see. hold on.
Will we bring in a substitute?
You know what? I'm really sorry, Kate. I know this is my poem, but if I could have you read it, I'd really appreciate it.
No problem at all, my dear. Happy to. I Will Dance by Pam Ray. I will dance barefoot in your storm, a whisper, a touch, multiplied a thousandfold, the expanding of a universe within the connecting of our minds. I will lay claim to your kisses upon my drenched roots, your thirst of fire that will purify the ache within me, a unification of growled desires, the raw grinding of naked flesh, melting into the intoxication of shattered molecules, a boundless outpouring of stirred passions, crumbling the painted curb of our inhibitions. End poem. Well, good
well,
God.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you. And that was a wonderful read. I'm kind of glad Happy started barking. And I got to hear that in your lovely voice. I guess since you're the only person here to comment, your thoughts, Kate?
Well, my thoughts are very positive. I liked this. I loved the, it was the hidden passion. It was sultry and, you know, it kind of crept up on you. Very slowly we got, hello, there's something going on here. I like it. And I thought it was, oh, it was just very clever. It's also good, but so many fabulous stanzas. I will dance barefoot in your storm. Oh, there must be nothing more wonderful than that loss of inhibitions. So that, you know, you're hoping it rains because you want to get out there and dance on the grass and to that inner melody, that inner tune that you have when you're in love. It just takes you over and you really, you know, you do become a bigger person, I think, when you've got that amount of passion and love. And so we have the expanding of a universe within the connecting of our mind. That's another lovely stanza. Again, that's true. It's a lovely thought to be that close to somebody that you feel you can understand them so well. You could be reading their minds. And it just grows and grows, as I said. But I do love a unification of growled desires. They're all grinding of naked flesh, melting into the intoxication of shattered molecules. That's how good it was. It's shattered molecules. That's damn good. I like that a lot. Yes, very well done. It really is beautifully written. And as usual, your use of word is par excellence. So thank you very much. I'm glad you put that up because I hadn't heard that before. It's just lovely.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for the wonderful comment. And yeah, this was quite a few years ago that I wrote it. And I think it was written back when I couldn't attach pictures. So I have no idea what the picture was, but I figure with the title and the beginning, I Will Dance, you know, it worked. It worked for the show. So thank you very much.
Well, you did
and,
it so well. I like it. You're very clever with your words. I like that a lot. Sorry, you were going to say something.
Well, I was just saying thank you. And yeah, I try to be clever. I don't know if I always succeed, but, you know, especially with sensual rites, you know, I want to use phrasings that are different, that imply, you know, that have the sensuality to them, but aren't necessarily saying the same things over and over again. So, you know, but speaking of wonderful poetry, this has just been a great show tonight. Truly an amazing lineup of poetry to the artwork. And, you know, so, well, I guess I'll shamelessly plug some upcoming shows. First of all, thank you. Thank you very much, Kate, for hanging out with me tonight and, you know, for co-hosting with me. I really appreciate you. Thank you to Bill and Stelina for hanging on the board. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, is listening now, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. Thank you to Jean Fill My Eyes for everything she does in the background. And make sure, of course, to check out all the contests and topic boards put up by our late night poets, hosts and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire. Now, upcoming shows, we have Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. We have Double Helix with Afaziana and Dan DeShino. And I don't know what their topic is, but you can contact either Afaziana or Daniel DeShino, and they will let you know. Friday, 12:30 a.m. Eastern U.S. time, we have Break On Through with myself and Rex. And our main topic is the artwork of Alan Jones. The contest will be closed, but poetry readers and commenters are always welcome. Friday, we're going to have open poetry, and it's going to be a special Friday because it will be with you, Kate, and Rex. And so that'll be fun. And yep, that's going to be awesome. That is the open poetry night. So, you know, people, that's a great night to share any poems that you can't share on any other night, you know, as long as it's not vulgar or explicit or something that's going to get us in trouble. But, yeah. And, you know, and Saturday is, what is it? Oh, yeah. What show does Gray do? Daniel and Gray are doing, what is the name of Gray's show?
Is it Bad Company?
Bad Company. Oh, I hate it sometimes. I should have everything absolutely memorized, but yes, Bad Company with Gray I. Smith and Daniel Duschino. And Sunday, 12:30 a.m., is Delving the Depths of Darkness with Arcana and Stellina, and their topic is magic. And that they've got a contest running that Stellina is running, and definitely some wonderful prompts. And Sunday, Rhythm and Rhyme, 10 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, is Rex's show, Rhythm and Rhyme, and it's Father's Day. So please make sure to check out the contest up by Intimidus Rex. He has a variety of different songs that have to do with Father's Day. And we're looking for rights that not only are to the music, but that honor and pay tribute to Father's Day. So, you know, if you don't have a biological father that you're close with, that is absolutely fine. You know, write about a man who is like a father to you, you know, so because we want those positive rights, celebrating those men, those father figures in our lives that are important to us. So with all that being said, and I probably pitched a little too much, but that's okay. Now people know that they have variety out there. There's something for everyone. You know, so, but yeah, wonderful show tonight, Kate. And is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Not really, apart from thank you to you. This has been great fun for me. It's lovely in the wee small hours to have people to talk to. I do enjoy it. And it does tire my mind as well, which is so therapeutic for me. And so thank you for that. And thank you, Phil, as well for the work that you do. She's having a little bit of a time off, which I think is great, but you both work very hard. I know you two, both of you. So yes, and thank you for all the poetry that we had tonight. It was wonderful. And Stellina and is it Bill? Yeah, Bill, great to have you on the board from you both. Sorry I can't talk and type. I'm afraid I never could, and if I did start making comments on the board, I would be completely lost. I'm bad enough while I'm concentrating. So thank you, thanks to everybody.
And have a good night.
Yes, have a wonderful night. Good night. Good night, Pam. Catch you tomorrow. Thank you for using